The South Coast Conference Tournament was hosted by Cerritos College, yielding big wins for the Cerritos College men's tennis crew. With regional qualifications on the line, the Falcons tennis team is working hard to compete in future tournaments. Staff writer Mario Jimenez reporting.
Two singles and three doubles players won their matches as Cerritos College men's tennis hosted the South Coast Conference Tournament on April 19th and 20th. Journalism and history major Andrew Turner talks about being in the tournament.
Well, I mean, this is the South Coast Conference Tournament, so at this point, everybody's just looking for one last chance to extend their season.
Turner said that the SEC tournament is the postseason for individuals, and everybody playing is trying to qualify for regionals. He continued,
"This being my second year, I mean, I only got one more chance at this, so I'm just trying to make the most of it."
According to Turner, two of his teammates had lost to his opponent earlier in the year in third set tiebreakers, but admitted he didn't know what to expect. The game plan is explained by Turner.
"I didn't really know what to expect because I hadn't played it myself, but just got out there. The game plan, just chase down every ball, try to make him hit one more, and just outwill him."
Undecided major Brandon Chang was another Cerritos Falcon that competed in day one of the tournament. Chang talks about how he thinks he fared.
"I did okay. Kind of nervous in the beginning, but tried to get warm up quickly. Get in the hitting zone."
The competition Chang faced was decent on behalf of his perspective, but he also commented that he needs to work to improve his footwork. Chang spoke about his opponent and their match.
"And what do you think about your opponent today?"
"Opponent's pretty decent."
"You won or lost?"
"I won."
"You won?
Yeah.
Oh, what was the score?"
6-1, 6-1.
Computer engineering major Kyle Porter also represented the Falcons during day one of the SEC tournament. When asked how he thought he and his teammates performed, he simply stated,
"I think all my teammates won today, so I'm happy for them. And I feel like I did good out there. It's just a couple points went his way, and he got the better of me today. So I'll get him next time."
Halfway through a 10-point tiebreaker needed to decide the match, Porter said he started cramping up. He fought the pain as long as he could, but he couldn't, as he states.
"About halfway through the 10-point tiebreaker, I could feel like little cramps in my legs. But then when it came to the last point before we were going to finish, it got really bad and it just got super tight and I couldn't even put pressure on it."
Porter mentioned afterward that if he could have done anything different, it would have been to hit his shots deeper. Tennis head coach Alvin Kim talked about his team's overall performance on day one.
"We were upset at two positions, but came through with two girls' doubles teams, all of our men's doubles teams, and one, two, three, four singles men, and women's singles players."
Coach Kim also said that the Falcons were victorious in four men's singles matches, but still needed to wait for the results of day two to see if they will be qualifying for the regionals. When asked how he prepares his players for games of this magnitude, he said,
"A lot of it's about body management, because in tournaments you play back-to-back days, so we don't have rest days."
Coach Kim said that proper hydration, nutrition, and rest are all keys to winning around this time of year for his team. For Talon Marsh Campus News Hour, I'm staff writer Mario Jimenez reporting.